exist in a bubble. The story of oppression is the story of struggle. Why did man need to take up the gun to protect himself from oppression? Freedom and peace. Freedom and peace go together. Freedom and peace. Freedom and peace go together. Armed people are going to stay free. And free people, well, they are at peace. Why did man need to take up the gun to protect himself from oppression? All right, everybody, today on Rants, Rock, and Reggae, we are talking about today, October 4th. Today is the FEMA EAS test signal, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about, here's a little snippet of what people are talking about.
October 4th is trending online, and it ain't for a good reason whatsoever. This is not going to be just a normal Wednesday, October 4th. Everything's fine. What's going to happen is FEMA, partnering with the FCC, is about to launch the most massive alert test in U.S. history.
Morning and sticking with tech, this fall every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test.
This is going to be something that is going to incite fear in a whole lot of people that don't know what's going on.
The FCC has scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20.
Launched the most massive alert test in U.S. history. And even if you unsubscribe from the silver alerts, the weather alerts, this one, you ain't going to be able to turn off.
What I'm going to be doing, and I want all you guys to be doing this, that's why I'm making this video, is to turn off your phone, turn off your cell phone, turn off your television, turn off your radio, your laptops. If you're going to be making, you know, if there's like an important call, let people know. Like, let's say, like for me, my baby is due anytime this week, so I might have to have my phone on for that time, depending on, you know, the situation. But, you know, so use your discernment, use your wisdom. And there's a lot of people like on YouTube talking about this to be like a like a zombie apocalypse. And
in Albion, no matter where you go or what you do.
And good news, everybody. Good news. The purge is taking place tomorrow afternoon. Yes, okay. for half an hour, the emergency broadcast system.
Yes, you read that thumbnail correctly. October 4th, 2023, millions of people are going to die. What's happening that day, right? We're having the broadcast test over our cell phones, the National Emergency Broadcast Test. We're starting to hear conspiracy theories like that, that it's going to, you know, activate some kind of chip or something from the people that got the arm ticket, you know, and the people are just going to start dropping over dead.
Beware on Wednesday, October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be a massive test of the emergency alert system. This will be nationwide and broadcasted to all TV, radio, and cell phones in the United States. So don't freak out when you get it. It's only a test. Make sure you share this information with your friends and family so everyone is informed.
The tinfoil hat people like me are saying that on October 4th, shut everything off till it's over. Because, and here's the, again, some of them get a little too deep. I gotta explain it. People who are vaccinated have something in them that when this frequency interacts with it, it's going to, frequencies are a real thing. Like I can use crystals and raise my bra. There, something's going to happen with this sound is what they think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make people either sick or crazy or have heart attacks, or this is part of the way to get rid of a bunch of people. So it's like they gave you all the shots and now they push the button and like we all, and you know, some people will, some people won't. What do you think?
I need to know what time this is going to happen because my mom's having surgery on the 4th.
So I think you get the vibe. There's a lot going around. And I do agree that people should be turning off their devices today, but I think it's a little bit different reason than why other commenters, for lack of a better term, are saying that. I retweeted or reposted a tweet post, whatever, on X, Twitter today, kind of jokingly, but there's a woman saying that on October 4th, which is today, the Marburg virus will be activated and some of the people will turn into zombies. And I said, well, if the zombie apocalypse kicks off, it's on, you know. I was hoping it was zombie apocalypse last time when it was coronavirus, but it wasn't. It was just tyranny and it was lame. And again, I feel that it's going to be that again, lame tyranny. I don't believe millions of people are going to die today. I do believe you should turn off your device for the following reason. I don't believe that this will be activating the Marburg virus. It may be doing something, possibly interacting with the people that have the vaccine or anything like that. However, I believe my theory or my prediction is that the FEMA signal won't activate the virus itself, but a plan for the mitigation protocols of the virus. And that's why I think we need to turn off our cell phones, because I believe this is going to be essentially an airdrop, like a distribution to make sure they can reach your phone for surveillance purposes. Remember when all of a sudden Google had coronavirus on the map and contact tracing, and when somebody had been around someone who had coronavirus, was somehow you were able to track that with your phone. I think this is the same thing again. But let's talk a little bit about what is this Marburg virus and what does it have to do with any of this. So if you go to blog.fightwing.com, as it says in the little ticker under there, you go to our Substack. But I'm just going to read this post to you, essentially. October 4th, FEMA EAS test signal. Fears are spreading on the internet that the signal will somehow activate something causing the Marburg virus. Prediction: FEMA signal won't activate Marburg virus, but a plan for the mitigation protocols for the virus. And the actual FEMA FCC announcement, notably, was updated on October 3rd, yesterday, after rumors had been circulating for some time on the internet about October 4th being a potential incident. And then I link to the page. People had already been posting various theories about October 4th online for at least 3 weeks prior to this update. This was the original, hold on, let's back that up, sorry. This was the original viewpoint. Can you see that? Well, it says FEMA and FCC plan nationwide emergency alert test for October 4th, 2023. And that's when they posted on on August 3rd. But then they posted October 3rd yesterday with an updated title, which says FEMA and FCC plan nationwide emergency alert test for October 4th. Test messages will be sent to all TVs, radios, and cell phones. Now, previously, it did state that in the body of the text, but now it's in the title, which has changed, and I'm not sure why. And if you go to the blog, there's links to a bunch of videos, a couple of which I took little snippets of there, but others that I didn't, that are talking about October 4th. They were posted at least a week or more before they put test messages will be sent to all TVs, radios, and cell phones in the title. Meanwhile, a narrative related to MV, or Marburg virus, very similar to that around COVID-19, has been being quietly assembled in the background for some time. So 2021, and you can go to the blog and click all these links, pro-vaxxers have an article calling MV the next pandemic on a site that's like talking about vaccines work and all this stuff. Okay. Then The Lancet has a journal article reconsidering the incubation period for Marburg virus in 2022. Why are we doing that? Then we have Forbes publishing a lab leak denial this year in March, basically trying to discredit a researcher that called the first Marburg outbreak a lab leak and posting tweets that were responses to this person that supposedly make them look uninformed about how it wasn't a lab leak. Okay. And finally, Marburg vaccine shows promising results in the first human study, 2023. And that's the kicker right there, is this the vaccine, right? They're trying to sell you something else already for a problem you don't even have yet, but you will. So what the fuck is Marburg virus? Is it like a cold? Kind of like how COVID was? Let's learn a little bit about it, shall we? It says monkeys here, but please note it's also found in bats, your favorite gnosis character. Did you catch that? 21 days. So that's how many days it will make you stay in the house if you're suspected of catching this virus. 21 days. That's almost a month. That's a whole extra week than what they were doing for COVID. COVID, they were doing 2 weeks. Lockdown, quarantine. Now they're saying 21 days.
Hi, everyone. George Stuff.
21 days. That's what they're saying. If you're suspected that you're infected, I mean, that's what they're saying right there, that it could incubate from 2 days up to 21 days. And you saw those people turn orange around the guy who's in the center. Obviously, he is supposed to be patient zero, and those are all people getting infected by him while he's walking around for those 21 days, unknowingly spreading the supposed virus. Which, of course, they had to up the ante a little bit and make it more scary than coronavirus, because most people have had a cold before. And even if they're scared of a bad one, figure they could probably survive it. Meanwhile, they're talking about something that's giving you hemorrhaging and fever and internal bleeding. That sounds a lot more scary, right? That's a big up on the fear factor bit there, in my opinion. That's what they're doing.
CDC just issued an alert for doctors here in the U.S., warning them of a new virus outbreak. I know, right? Another one? Okay. Well, the agency is asking physicians to be on the lookout for cases of Marburg virus. And you might be thinking, what is Marburg virus? Paola Suro joins us now to break down what exactly it is and what the infection looks like. Hey, Paola.
Yeah, Faith, I've got that answer for you. Marburg is in the same family as Ebola. Both diseases are viral, fatal, and can cause internal bleeding and damage to your organs. So let's show you a list of the symptoms people with Marburg can experience. These include headache, fatigue, and bleedings. And while there have yet to be cases reported in the U.S., the CDC says it is important doctors see the warning signs of this infection they are calling rare but deadly. This advisory came out in response to recent outbreaks of the virus in Tanzania and Equatorial Guinea, which had no cases reported prior to this year. Now, Dr. Jane Morgan with Piedmont Healthcare says it is contagious through bodily fluids and that you should see your doctor if you are having the symptoms we listed earlier.
It can be actually rapidly fatal. In fact, of the 14 cases that the CDC is tracking in Equatorial Guinea, 10 of those have been fatal to date. And so we want to make certain that physicians are alerted early, that we have a high index of suspicion, and that you evaluate and manage these patients early, because it really can be a matter of life and death.
So what should you do if you travel to those areas, and can you recover once you've contracted this illness? I'll have those answers coming up at 6.
Hello.
As you can see there, very common symptoms that could come from anything from the flu to a bad lunch, except for the bleeding part, right? And that's what makes it scary, is the unexplained and internal bleeding. So anybody who is a hypochondriac and has those other symptoms, like, you know, diarrhea, fatigue, or headache, or something like that, is going to think they just didn't get the bleeding scary part yet, right? And you see there, they have a doctor already, a nice looking black lady. She's beautiful and calm and well put together. She's telling you all that you need to know about how you need to have a high index of suspicion when investigating if somebody possibly has Marburg virus. High index of suspicion. That sounds familiar
virus.
To me.
Now, before we jump into it, I do want to say that I'm not attempting to spread FUD, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or any misinformation, right? Been doing as much research as I can, and I wanted to share what I've found. So everything I'm giving you is from places like CDC, the European CDC, or ECDC, National Institute of Health, and some sites, some supplemental information that.
So, in other words, they've already put out a body of work that their shills, either paid or unpaid, are already tapping into. That was a guy, I think it was Marburg Next Pandemic, or similar title on that video there. So my idea is that they're going to try this coronavirus style lockdown crap again, and that the EAS signal test is to airdrop or install something of a surveillance nature. Of course, it's always a good idea to, you know, remove yourself from the devices and the internet and all that media crap for a good period of your day every day. But in this case, 11:20 a.m. in California, 1:20 p.m. in the Midwest, and 2:20 p.m. on the East Coast is when this signal will go out. I would recommend leaving devices off for at least 15 minutes prior and maybe an hour afterwards. As I said, I don't believe that, you know, there's going to be anything that gives you the virus or anything like that. I don't think they're really that advanced, even though Marburg virus has already been known to be weaponized. It was weaponized in the 60s by the Soviet Union. And of course, you know, if the Soviets had a weapon, that we had it too. So we probably have also aerosolized Marburg at one point. But I don't think that's necessarily going to be part of the October 4th today EAS test. Now, it may be something coming later that has the aerosolized virus. But this is strictly a communications thing. And I think it will be, you know, causing issues with your phone and your device, your tablet, whatever it is, your smart home stuff. I do believe this is not an emergency test, but an airdrop. It's a nationwide airdrop. That's essentially what it is. And that technology is not that far-fetched. Whereas the idea that the technology inside the vaccine is going to activate a latent virus, that is a bit of a stretch. Now, do I believe that they could have some sort of interaction with the vaccine based on the lipids and the graphene? Yeah, I think they could have some sort of reaction, maybe make people sick or do something like that. But in my research, I don't see any proof or anything suggesting that you could literally activate a virus that way. But if maybe people are already infected with it, maybe you could put out a frequency that made them sicker, you know, that just raised their blood pressure or irritates them, something like that. But in any case, just be on the safe side. Turn your devices off today. What are you going to do? Miss an hour of garbage on the internet? Because if it's not a surveillance thing, it could also be something that just fries your device. Another corporate scam where everybody was told to leave their phones on so they could get this thing, and now everybody's phone gets fried and you have to buy a new one. Seems like the fucking government is in the pocket of any corporation that puts enough pressure on them. So we really don't know which direction that this could go. I mean, we're a lot of the people presuming that it's going to go in the big pharma direction because that's the way that it's just gone previously. But maybe it will go another way. But in any case, my prediction is that this is an airdrop. It's not going to turn the jabbed into zombies. It's not going to turn people all of a sudden have the virus everywhere or anything like that. But they will be bringing this virus out. So just keep an eye out. Marburg is on the way. If they're going to try and lock down for it or what they're going to try and do for it, I'm not 100% sure. But I know that there is a narrative being built for the past few years, so everybody needs to be watching out for this. And of course, it's, you know, as you saw, taking place primarily where? Africa. And who's been fucking around with injecting people with weird stuff in Africa? Bill Gates. So just putting that out there. I don't know how this guy became an authority on anything medical or vaccines or pandemics or agriculture when he was just a computer code guy. But I guess, you know, money talks and brains walk in America, because you get people with enough money and they can do anything. Got enough money? Well, you're a doctor. You're the leader. You're fucking the shaman now. You know, you do magic because you, this guy came up with so much money. You know, but in any case, It will be sent to all your TVs, radios, and cell phones at 2:20 Eastern Time, 1:20 Central Time today. It's 11:20 for you California types. So turn it off. Take a break, unplug for a while. And even if there was no purpose in unplugging it and the signal was harmless, you are at least taking a time to take an hour out of your day to stop looking at the media and just go into the recesses of your own imagination about what the government might actually be doing. And that's primarily all I have to say about today, and I'm going to get off of here and end this stream with a clever advertisement so that we can get this up on Spotify and warn them all to turn it off today as well. Goodbye.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass, boring wardrobe? The answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight League. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightleague.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightleague.com now!
Babylon to warn the nations, tell them about your love. Tell them about your love. Dreadlocks send down a Babylon to warn the nations, tell them about your works.